This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh shit. We're dads.
Watch out.
How, you're gonna get copyrighted for that.
Nah. It's like a small enough clip that
Oh, I forgot to appeal the YouTube copyright.
Yeah, I don't even know what that's about.
We're getting arrested.
No, I think that it's genuinely just like a mistake by YouTube. Or like, I think what maybe also could be the case is that they changed like their rules about using music. It might be a situation.
Wait, is it our theme song?
No. It was a short that I uploaded. And I specifically got it from a place, like a website, like a YouTube channel in particular. Called Breaking Copyright, that does copyright free music and sounds and shit. So like, I specifically
just generic sounds,
music, generic sounds, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. So specifically, it's like a site where the entire thing is we do copyright free, royalty free, you know, sounds and music and audio. And so I'm thinking there's only two either A, it's literally just a mistake by YouTube, which they make tons of mistakes. They fuck up all the time. B,
well, now they're really gonna get us.
Yeah, they're really gonna get on us now. B, maybe they've changed their rules regarding, you know, music and sounds in general, so that you can only use the sounds that have been licensed to YouTube, because then every time you use that sound, you play that sound, YouTube gets paid. It's like TikTok, where people are like, use this sound, because TikTok gets paid, the people who made the sound get paid.
Zach has that on Clover's account.
And the Beatle.
And he doesn't even want to use it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's because the people who made it, as well as TikTok, get paid every time somebody uses that sound and every time somebody listens to that sound.
Yeah, I would get paid. These songs are so bad that I will not take money to put it on my...
Exactly.
Did you make sure you're recording, Bear?
Yeah. That's recording. This is recording. So all right, bet. We're live.
Bet. Bear, I also added another sound. Play him.
Oh, yeah. You want to hear this one, Zach?
Yeah.
I think it's this one.
Did you record those yourself?
That was you? Yeah, you just plug it. You know, you just plug it into the computer, and you can just play whatever sound and record.
You can do that on just the roadcast.
That was me. If I had a,
what did you think? I thought that was a standard sound on the machine.
I thought it just came with the machine. To be honest, I think.
Don't you wish you were that talented?
I wish that I had that kind of bowel movement, dude. Like, that would be fucking legendary. I got a few more in here.
You're an idiot.
I hope you didn't get rid of my other buttons.
That's a good one.
No.
I also do some serious interviews on this, so I really hope I don't press the wrong button.
No, dude, you can literally just have endless pages of sounds on here, so you just kind of got to figure out which page it is.
Are you about to bring... I'm not going to say that, because I don't know if you want that. Do you talk about your other podcast on here?
No.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, you probably.
So I do have a question.
With that
That's my kid, by the way.
Oh.
So are you guys ready for your reality TV season to start back up?
Is this a surprise?
Wait, we have a reality show ourselves.
Are you guys giving us
no,
a show?
No, but you guys like reality TV.
I'm ready.
Like, we're the stars?
No, are you ready to watch reality TV?
Oh.
Why, is there like a big release coming?
I don't watch reality TV.
Yes, you do.
I'm very confused by what's going on right now. Like, I'm 100% confused.
Your football.
Oh, you're...
That's reality TV?
That's reality TV, is it now?
How is it not? Fuck,
dude, I'm so excited for football. Jesus.
Hold on. I need to hear the explanation on how it's reality TV.
How is that not reality TV?
Are you guys ready for our reality TV? Because I'm just going to be, like, fucking out. I'm just not here.
I love football season, but it does take a toll on your schedule.
Oh my god, yeah, it does.
Like I can't miss a Miami Hurricanes.
Like Love game. Island.
We're literally going on a road. When's it Miami's football game? On Sunday?
Yeah.
This Sunday. We're going on a road trip.
Every NFL Sunday, like my day from 10 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock at night is booked.
Wait, you know, I'm like, just confused still.
Wait, well, let me just tell you about when Zach said it rules his day. Like, we are going on a road trip starting Friday, and on Sunday he's like, I need to watch the Miami game. Like, I cannot drive. Wherever state we're in, I am watching it.
Reasonable.
And I'm like,
what
we're
going to
Denver...
We're going to be in the Ozarks, Arkansas, so, like, I'm not going to have service on my phone. I can't just watch it on my phone.
You should probably just plan that and, like, find a bar and just sit and watch for 2 hours.
No, we're going to speed up the road trip and get to our destination quicker.
Well, you might not have you might not have, like, service to
watch.
No,
I have Wi-Fi at the Airbnb.
Oh, okay. So you're gonna get to the place before
that's
the game
the plan,
starts. Okay,
yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I would.
So back
recommend.
To the reality TV. I'm still not. I think this one's over my head.
That's Lexi's phone connecting to the Rodecaster. Oh, let me just turn down the Bluetooth one so that we just won't hear that.
Every
anymore.
Time the Rodecaster turns on, my phone automatically connects to it.
Are you referring to like the Hard Knocks?
No, just in general.
Yeah, you need to expound upon like. What
I don't
you're
know how
to
it's
say.
Not reality TV. You're watching a bunch
but
of
it's
people.
It's real though,
and so is reality
it's live
TV.
Sports. No, reality TV is like set up interactions. Like,
are you a
how
reality
are you to say that it's not set up interactions?
Football.
Stop. It's not staged.
Oh wow, this is really gonna separate our
other
listeners.
Other than scheduling, you know, like it is not staged.
My grandma used to think football is fake.
I mean, there are definitely some. Things that seem a little unfair.
Well,
that'd
be
know.
Interesting if someone brought that. To
so you guys are agreeing party. That it's fantasy or that it's reality TV.
I don't think it's reality TV, but I do. I want to ask you guys, how do you guys feel that basically every Sunday, the entire day is essentially gone for you guys? Monday nights, Sunday, you know, Sunday nights, Thursdays, Fridays.
That's
on some
how
weeks.
Love Island
Saturdays,
watchers are.
Saturdays.
Well, it's a little bit hard. Well, it's our Sundays aren't designated. It's if like
for the 49ers.
The 49ers or Miami's playing. Like literally we will be at an event. I don't need like I think we were at an NFL game last year and the 49ers were playing and he was watching it while we were at an NFL game.
Yeah, and the NFL doesn't let you watch Red Zone
anymore.
Yeah,
and so he was like having
I mean,
a
doesn't let you
attack.
Watch Sunday Ticket at all. In an NFL stadium.
So that's
I'm trying to support you double by going to this game and I don't know. But I can like stream it like on meth streams. But like I had Sunday Ticket and I was at a Broncos game a couple of years ago and I was trying to watch the 49ers game at the same time.
That's
and they won't let the double support.
It's funny that you bring it up though, because like she was like you're watching a game, you know, that's 2,000 miles away while you're at a live football game. Like, you've asked me to go to a Bucks game multiple times, and I'm like, oh, man, I kind of want to, like, stay home and watch Red Zone. And I'm like, I don't really want to miss all these other games just to see the real one in real life.
See, this is where I differ from a lot is I'm all about the San Francisco 49ers, and that I can't watch Red Zone. Like, if the 49ers are on, I'm only watching the San Francisco 49ers. I don't give a rat's ass what the – Raiders and Packers score is. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I don't care about my fantasy players. Me watching's not going to impact their performance at all.
So this is the first year that I've actually got the setup where I have a Sunday Ticket, so I'm going to be able to watch all the Steelers games, and I have NFL Red Zone. So I'm going to be able to have the Steelers game on and watch
oh,
Red
split
Zone
screen. See, I can do that.
I got these screens over here, so I'm going to have a game on
I think
each
you
of
can,
these screens.
Yeah, and you can split screen.
And then I'm going to have Red Zone right here.
You got to have your game up there. That's where I disagree.
Yeah, so this is Red Zone because I'm a fantasy addict. I now have 14 fantasy leagues.
But you know 14? That doesn't impact their performance, watching it.
No, but it's just the dopamine
drug. Can you disclose how much money you put into 14 leagues?
I don't even really know. So we can, tally it up. So I think I have four $50 leagues. So obviously that's $200 right there. I am now in, I think, five $20 leagues. That's another $100. That's $300. I have a couple of $10 leagues. They're just, kind of random Reddit leagues that I found. And I'm just like, $10, let's go. I want to draft. I think I have, four or five of those. We'll just call five.
So you literally can't root for anyone, though, because you're going to have everyone and be playing against everyone, hypothetically.
Well, see, I mean, yes and no, because I personally, I like to play in all these leagues just because I like the strategy. I like drafting a lot and just the trades and shit. Uh-huh. But then I have two or three leagues that I actually care about, where it's I know everybody in the league. The one we drafted for on Sunday, we all know each other. So that's one league where I care about that league. I have another dynasty league that I care about. And then I have one other league where I'm like, I know everybody. I really only really care about the leagues where everybody is. I know everybody in the league.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Listeners who might not play fantasy football, it's more of a social construct for me. I do it for the social. I don't honestly care if I win. I care about the fucking San Francisco 49ers, and that's it. If I have Joe Mixon on my team and he's on the goal line, and if he scores, I win $3,000, or the 49ers stop him and win the game, 49ers better stop him.
Do you guys wish that you actually understood the game of football?
Okay.
What is Lexi's?
I don't know where she's going with
this. She's got an agenda today. I don't know. Yeah.
What's going on?
Are you just trying to rage bait right now? Is that what you're doing? You're just trying to rage bait?
Do you guys wish that you were athletic, like football players?
I mean, yes. Yeah.
I do wish I had an NFL body, yes.
Yeah. It would be beneficial for everybody.
It'd be nice if you guys were strong, too.
Okay, I mean, I don't know why you're having to be mean about it.
I think it'd be nice if I was a little bit stronger.
I'm pretty strong
I knew Zach
already.
Was going to be like agreeing with you.
If you gave me Saquon Barkley's body, I wouldn't be upset.
So, I mean,
no, I didn't mean stronger. I just meant strong in general.
It's mentally, psychologically strong.
Yeah, well, that one hits.
Yeah, I don't know what Lexi's
this seems
deal
as if we're bullying at this point.
I don't know why she's come into this podcast with just hatred.
So I put my daughter downstairs so you guys could bully us.
Yeah, I don't know what
you didn't want her to witness this.
I knew when you were saying to. I when you started that, I'm like, Zach is going to be like, yeah, I kind of do wish I'm strong.
Do you guys wish that you were good with kids?
Okay, that's crossing the line.
What do you have over there?
Let's just think of ways to crush their fucking soul on air and embarrass us.
I'm genuinely curious as to what the end goal with Lexi's line of questioning
rapid-fire meanness.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, once again.
Rapid fire hurt.
I see that you got, Sierra's text message up over here.
Oh, so you came up with
yeah, you two, planned this out.
What do you mean? I'm on safari.
We got you guys next week.
I was looking up bruises. Yeah, right.
And bruises?
Yeah, I was concerned about Court having bruises.
Oh, I thought this was another thing that you're going to accuse us of or something.
You know, it would be really funny if me and Zach came back next week with mean things and you guys were just like, that's not funny. Like, why
are you, okay, buddy.
Can we get canceled? Mean? We get canceled.
Why are you being mean to us? Like, that's not.
Because you post the clips on TikTok and then, like, we wouldn't get canceled, but you guys would get canceled.
Like, I cannot believe they stayed.
We literally get canceled off our own podcast.
Yeah, why are you still with them?
100%. That would be the comment.
Yeah. 100%.
All right. Well, let's hear the other mean stuff.
Hey, you got more lined up?
Actually, I do.
I'm anxious to hear.
Do you wish you have style, Zach?
Wow.
And how do you feel about your beard?
I mean, it's just there.
So
it's
what? I'm just confused. I feel like we should be uplifting.
No, I do actually like a little bit of degradation. To be completely honest.
Do you like my
style? I mean, there's some changes I would make personally. The red bandana is throwing me off for sure. I don't think there was any reason for the bandana today. You know, just for me personally.
Okay.
Do you wish that you had luscious hair?
I mean,
I just can we read your text messages on the idea of this concept?
How haven't you picked up on it? You are a TikTok person. Bear is not.
No, I have no idea. I feel like she's just rage baiting, and that's like
I've seen the videos where someone like says, "Do you wish you're more athletic?" But I haven't seen someone come for someone's style or knowledge of the great game.
Okay, yeah. Buddy.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going on at all.
This is scripted bullying.
Yeah, right. They had this whole
thing. Is that a new thing? You'd show up to school and hey, fuck you, you loser. Your hair sucks. You smell bad.
I'm asking you open-ended questions. I'm not insulting you at all.
Ooh.
Wow. But you're implying. I feel like open-ended.
How do you know what my implications are?
You could answer if she said.
So you're saying the opposite.
I'm just asking, do you wish that you had style?
Yeah, I wish my style could be better. I wish I had. Have you ever seen the Asians on TikTok? I wish I could
They're
rock
so
that.
Stylish.
Have you seen those videos when they do the slow motion in that song?
I've said many times I wish I was a Japanese man.
Yeah.
You would
have
so
more
fashionable.
Luscious hair for sure.
I don't know about that. I mean, it's just the same old hair over there. Everybody's got the same hair. That's factual. Like they are just cookie cutter over there. But they're part of something greater. Japan. Japan. Yeah.
I was just complimenting their style. I'm not going to agree or chime in on any of
you don't have
comments.
To agree. It's just factual. The Japanese people and Japan
they
as
do
a
have
whole
amazing
is,
style.
Yeah, I mean Japan's just a better place.
Yeah.
It's just I don't know why they don't
rule the world.
You haven't
been there yet.
Yeah, it's expensive to go to Japan. Yeah. You look at a flight, it's like $1,500 just to get there and back.
And that's for like the uncomfortable seats.
Yeah, that's like you're going
to
have
to be miserable.
Yeah, you're going to be on a plane for 28 hours just like, "Oh my god, I hate my life." And you're going to get to Japan, you're like, "I'm just going to sleep the 4 days I'm here."
Yeah, cuz you got no sleep on the flight.
Guess how much first class was? Like this is probably 6 years ago now. Guess how much first class was
like,
to Japan?
$4,000, $5,000,
$10,000.
I was off by 100%.
My stepdad's company paid for it when he had to go there for a work trip. And when
that's
we saw that,
right
we were
off.
Like, $10K.
That is ridiculous. And it's insane that the company's just like, "You're getting first class, buddy." No, I'd be like, if I'm a company, I'd be like, "Dude, you're sitting in an uncomfortable
seat."
It's
all write offs, though. They have to spend a certain amount of money. So they
get to get tax benefits for that. Yeah.
Do you wish you understood finances?
I do, definitely.
I do. I kind of do understand.
I wish they
finances,
taught us more
honestly.
In school. I wish.
Sure, you do, buddy.
Yeah. So, I mean. She's rage baiting, but she's
this
doing a good job.
This is so not Lexi.
Yeah, Lexi's being so
but she's
mean.
Doing
this is
so
hurtful.
Well.
Lexi's going to cry tonight. She's going to text me for reassurance. You know, I was just kidding, right?
On a serious note, though, I do think it is like probably one of the most like criminal things that in like high school, like middle school, high school, you should have mandatory finance classes.
It's ridiculous.
You should. They
literally
set you
every
up for
year.
Failure.
Every year from middle school. From 6th grade to 12th grade, you should have a full year-long class where
Absolutely.
All you do is talk about finances and understanding finances. And
you should have a fake job and have to fill out your taxes and stuff.
Dude, The fact that they don't provide that to you in school, like, that is literally the only useful thing that you could possibly come out of school with, other than literally the natural ability to speak, read and write. Yeah. Like, beyond that, there's nothing useful you get.
Yeah.
Like,
us how to do life.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you teach me how to fix a fucking engine? You know?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Like, I need to know how to take the engine out of my car, completely dismantle
it. What percentage of people do you think know how to change a tire our age?
It's a scary low number, I'm sure.
Probably. Would you say 98% do not know how?
I wouldn't say 98. I'd probably say 75%.
75?
Because it's really not that hard. You literally just,
I think a lot of people have learned from being in the situation and not knowing.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, no, but I think that is, like, the one most criminal thing that you go through, you know, middle school, high school, college. Most people go through college, and you don't have to understand finances at all. You don't have to understand, like, you know, what a retirement account is. Like, you don't have to understand, like, what an IRA is, what a Roth IRA is.
Right.
You know, you don't have to understand, like, stocks and investments and, you know, fucking credit cards
but
and interest.
But to tie it back to a parenting podcast, we can take it as our responsibility to teach our kids these things because the school system has failed.
I'm a bit of a financing psycho.
Do you wish you were better?
I mean, for sure I wish I was better. I mean, like, I have the knowledge to be better, but then it's like, putting it into practice is, like, another thing entirely. I mean, like, I do, like, what you're supposed to do. You know, I have a Roth IRA. I have a traditional IRA. I have just, like, a standard investment account that we put money into every month, just automated.
Do you even know how the stock market works?
I don't think anybody necessarily knows how the stock
market works. No, I don't know if anyone knows that.
Nobody necessarily knows how the stock market works.
Did you have that one written down, or are these freestyle now?
Yeah, she's freestyling at this point. She just knows.
If you anticipated the conversation is going to be about the stock market...
Yeah, so just to touch on this a little bit for any listeners, just open up a Fidelity account and just open up. It doesn't cost any money. Just open up three accounts. You have just a standard.
We need
investment.
To put an asterisk on this podcast that if anyone has
no qualifications
losses,
to be telling you,
we
this.
Are not held accountable.
No, I mean, this is just standard shit here. Like, this is just something you do. Just you put money in here long term. You just fucking put. Whatever you can.
You never even gave me the account to put money in for your children.
Dude, I don't know how to send the link.
I'm trying to pay your children for their future, and you're not letting me.
Dude, like, I don't think I can send you a link to that
account. It's going
to
be like 8 birthdays in, and I'm going to be in debt with Cortland and Cooper.
I don't.
And I'm going to be pissed that day, because then all of a sudden I'm going to owe like
$1,000. Let's talk about what our agreement is as friends and parents.
With the investment accounts.
Like, we're not doing birthday presents and Christmas presents.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Presents for each other.
Something we had written down that I wasn't aware of.
I know, I was like, wait, what did we do?
You guys legally agreed to
so
leave
we are going
half
to...
of your fortune to my children.
And I'll leave half of mine to you. And the Shedlock family fortune. It's a...
Well, so we're going to, instead of, you know, we have so many toys and books and things around that we're going to just pay each other's kids.
Yes.
Yeah, instead of, basically the premise is, instead of buying a bunch of useless shit that's going to end up in a fucking landfill, you know, at some point... just take the money that you were going to spend on a fucking, you know, whatever, a toy or some shit, and just put it into an investment account, and just put it into, you know, the safe investment is like SPY, SPX, you know, basically just Fortune 500. You invest in the 500 largest companies in America, and it's basically never lost money over any, like, 10-year period ever.
But we're really late because Bear won't share the information.
Yeah, you're already 2 years
in debt.
I told you.
Yeah, you owe us a lot of money. But
is there interest on this?
Yes, yes. You also have to pay what the gains would have been. So I'll go back. I'll go back and I'll figure out what the market was looking like 2 years ago, and you have to, and what it would be if you were putting this money in over time, and then that's what you owe us.
All right.
So okay. I have a question. That's a fair deal. Is that Denver?
No, that was Corey.
Oh, okay. What do you guys? I know we all have a lot of time. Until that, well, not really. We'll be here before we know it. But what do you think about homeschool and then sending your kids off to school? What are your thoughts about that?
I think traditional public school is really like a scam at this point. I think it's just like all about money. Like a lot of people are making a lot of money off of the traditional public school. And I think realistically, and you know, by the time our kids are going to start going to like real school, like middle school, high school, like, there is no reason for you to go there and learn something from a teacher. Everything is available, like, open source. You can learn better than any fucking teacher is going to teach you because teachers suck, honestly. I can think of, on one hand, how many good teachers and professors I had in my entire educational career. And yeah. Most
are straight out of the book. And just
most of the stuff that I learned, most of the stuff that, like, I really kind of got into and learned and ended up being, like, useful, just learned it myself. Like I just got interested in it, and I just did like deep dives and went down rabbit holes and just read and researched and, you know, watched videos, and that's useful like knowledge that I've gained. But from teachers, from like professors, I can't really think of any. Like I said, there's some good teachers who like were good at their job at making their, you know, their subject interesting or like actually getting the point across, but you know, as far as like actually connecting that to like some like real world application, I don't think I ever had a teacher who was like, this is why you need to know algebra. I remember vividly being a freshman taking algebra and being like, what's the application for this? Why do I need to learn this quadratic equation? You know, it's taking us 45 minutes to solve. Like, why? Like, what are they using this for in the real world? Teacher doesn't know. Teacher doesn't know. They just know how to solve the equation. And I'm just, okay, so why are we spending all our time doing this when this is literally never going to be useful? My opinion is I'm homeschool. I would like homeschooling personally because I think the idea.
You would like to teach yourself?
I would like to encourage Cortland and Cooper to kind of chase after things they're interested in. Like if you're interested in science and, you know, if you want to study biology, like, okay, well, let's go get a book. Let's read the book. Let's find like some reputable sources, like, and you just kind of go down the rabbit hole and you tell me what you learned.
Right.
Okay. Like that is vastly superior to going to school 5 days a week, homework, like
sitting, going through the motions.
The other thing that I hate is it absorbs their childhood. Right.
Yeah.
Like there is no reason why you should be spending, you know, 8, 9, 10 hours a day, 5 days a week as a fucking 10-year-old going to school. Like it's not that. Like the key skills are important, right? You want to know that you want to make sure they know how to read, they know how to write, they know how to talk, and maybe just some basic math. That's it. That's really beyond that, nothing's useful.
My rebuttal would be that yes, there's a lot of time wasted, and it's, you know, we had a lot of bad memories in school, but we also have so many good ones.
We have
a lot of good memories. Look, all of us met in school.
Fair enough, but you can also still participate, and you know, so if you're like, you know, if you're homeschooled or whatever, you can still play on, you know, the Lake Brantley.
Oh, yeah
but then you're the outcast. Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't think that that's...
I mean, you know that there have been, like, homeschool kids who were homeschooled up until, like, high school or whatever.
But...
And then they come into school, and then they're, like, the homeschool kids who have no social skills, or they were super sheltered, so then they go crazy.
We have a house divided here.
But
I'm split,
I think
in the middle, like I agree,
I mean, I agree
both.
With yeah. both. Like, I don't know what the right answer is. I feel like,
yeah.
I feel like, ideally, like... going to school part-time and being homeschooled part-time would be, like, the best answer. Mm-hmm. But that's not really given as an option until they're at least in middle school, if not
Let
high school.
Let them go
school.
To PE. That'll
yeah, right,
get
just
all
go
your
PE.
Social
that's,
shit in and PE.
That's all you need. You just go to PE and...
You go to PE seventh period, then go play a sport.
And, or
that's a pretty sick life.
You just go to, like, PE and, like, peer counseling. Peer counseling was, like, the goofiest class. Like, people, like... a lot of people got, like, a lot of... Like, just, like, kind of talking about, like, their problems. Like, a lot of people got a lot of benefit from that. But I always thought it was insane. I was like, you guys should not be spilling this in this classroom because now everybody in the school knows.
Hey, we signed a contract.
You did sign a contract, but it didn't work.
No information is coming out.
My entire peer counseling career was...
I loved that class.
I loved it, too. I thought it was great. Dude, my senior year...
And our teacher might be a listener, so...
Our teacher might be a listener.
Tread carefully.
Well, no, I mean, I loved the class, and I never personally was one of those people who would, like, take, like, information from that class and just be like, oh, did you hear about so-and-so? Their life sucks, you know?
Yeah, which people definitely did.
People 100% did. It's impossible to make fucking high schoolers not spread drama. No, that was definitely Cortland. if you hear screaming down there, odds are it's Cortland. Yeah, that kid's awesome. But
yes, he is. Can you give
me one? I loved that class, peer counseling. I literally, it was just like a stand-up comedy session for me. Like, people are like sitting there talking about these horrible things that happened to them.
Oh.
And then it gets around to me, and I was just like, it's like, yeah, you know, last night I went to Taco Bell. I had 19 tacos.
Oh, so you just worked on your bits.
Yeah, no, exactly. Oh, I was literally just cracking.
Seriously loved that. I mean, it honestly probably did lighten the room, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you kind of have to do that when it's like,
someone's,
know, one person's
family is like the most traumatic thing,
dude,
ever.
One person's talking about like, my brother just died and my mom's in the hospital. And then the next guy's like, you know, I fucking got raped when I was a kid. Oh, and Lord. Then the next person's like, you know, I don't have any family. I'm living in a, you know, in a homeless shelter. And then it gets to me and I'm just like, you know, shit's not too bad. I'm like, yeah, I ate like 25 tacos last night for dinner, and now my tummy hurts, Miss Sam's.
Oh my gosh, that's so you.
Well, like, realistically, like,
he should have never been allowed in that class to begin with, or welcomed back for years afterwards.
I mean,
well, if anything, it literally like puts your life in perspective. Like, all these people are talking about all these horrible things that are happening.
It shows you a little of your problems,
and I'm just like, yeah, you know, it's not too bad. My life's all right, guys.
But it's all about perspective, too. You could make your life story really sad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can be, oh, I'm so, you know, my fucking dog died when I was 8, and it's really sad.
You know 12. What he's talking about.
You could. It's all about perspective.
Oh, my fucking cat got eaten when we moved. We moved to a house, and there was a lot of owls. And my cow, my fucking...
Your cow?
My cow.
You have a cow?
I have a cow now, but it got
eaten
by an owl.
We're getting two cows.
No, dude. Like,
we are, two cows.
Well, like, yeah, I mean, that's honestly awesome. I hate that you guys aren't going to eat them.
Wait,
but
we need...
How could you build a bond and eat them?
We cannot forget to tell the story now that, like, now it's confirmed. But we can finish this. I just had to say that so I don't forget.
Yes,
about the house we almost bought and who it was next to.
Now we kind of have to talk,
just to
right?
finish
no,
what
we
were
are,
kind
but
of
to
like
finish what he
talking
finish.
About. Like, I personally think that like public school, by the time our kids get to that point, I think it's going to be like a complete waste of time.
I don't even know if it's going to exist, to be honest.
I would hope it doesn't exist.
I think it will. They'll always have to be, you know, the idea of a public school.
It
right?
should be available, right, for
yes.
kids
who need to go,
who
like,
need
yeah,
it, right?
Right?
Who like that's their only route,
right.
for an education.
I'll
right.
tell you what's not
going
to exist for much longer is public school sports. It's all going to turn to club and like paid sports because one, I mean, look how much they're paying these high school football players now.
Yeah,
there's kids in high school getting paid like.
Wait, that's legal.
Yeah, NIL,
yeah, they
you can
pay
high
paid,
schoolers
yep.
now. There's a kid at Jones High School that's sponsored by Abercrombie.
Yep, they all get paid
wait,
now.
Is that the Hamish's one too?
Yeah.
It,
well,
yeah,
he's in college now, but he was the first person, high school football player, to get sponsored.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's completely ruined high school football. I will say that. I mean, there's like some good aspects.
Perspective.
There's some good aspects to it, no doubt. You know, like there are really good players who get to actually play on good teams, and they're not stuck in like, you know, on a horrible team that like they're
like
never, yeah, exactly. Like it's never going to get you a scholarship, you know? So like, that's really cool.
And but the good,
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Games are a lot better now.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's also a lot more bad games of 80 to 0. That one might be Denver, yeah.
Go check.
Just go look at her.
Go, just go peek.
Don't you think it'll make it worse if I look?
Probably. Yeah,
she's fine.
I mean, nothing bad's happening down there. Aww. She probably just had like a toy, and then Courtland went up and said, "That's my toy," and then, and then hopefully.
But yeah, anyways, yes, sports. It's going to be a big change, but I think we just had to embrace it and accept what happens and move forward. Just like everyone's bitching about the college NIL and paying players. Well, guess what? It's not Alabama and Clemson every year in the national championship.
That's nice.
So I am okay with it.
Yeah, but going back to the fucking homeschooling shit, I really, once again, public schools should still exist, but I really hope that like there's going to be like an option in the future to where like you can do like what Lexi said, like maybe just take a class or two at your local high school.
I think it would, yeah.
Well, I mean, you can do that now.
Yeah.
But you have to do it like dual enrollment. You have to like be taking classes at a college or
no,
some shit.
No, you can take virtual school.
Even that though, like that's not good education. Like that's
I think
not,
you could have partially be all potentially homeschooled too, but I don't think there's a way to do that in elementary school, and I feel like that's where I'm most concerned about it because our kids are going to do dual enrollment whether they want to or not. Like they're going to do it because in the long run, look at how that set me up for success versus so many other people. I had my master's degree paid for with my Florida prepaid where I still had leftover college credits to utilize. I got transferred to my sister's because I was so far ahead. So like,
but they
put your kids in dual enrollment.
The scam is that they don't
transfer your college credits to your sister.
No, I had like Florida prepay. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said the credits. I said,
no, it's
Florida prepay. Pass me some credits.
Florida prepay has like you have a certain number of credit hours, and I had enough to pay for my master's degree, and I had leftover, and that got put towards my sister's school.
When our kids, I feel like maybe when they're in elementary school, maybe like if they were going to be in like third grade, I could see it really being a thing by then. Is like what's becoming more popular is nature school, and also schools that teachers are leaving public schools or private schools because they're not getting paid enough. We're figuring out a way to, like, have a homeschool within their house and take less kids and do less time and actually, like, teach them, like, stuff that they'll really learn.
I think they need to learn life skills, but I think, and I think it's important for them to study things that they are passionate about. You know, if Denver is interested in marine animals, you know, she should be able to take courses on that and stuff.
So I'm happy you kind of, like, touched on that, Sierra, because I've always had, like, this idea that, like, Even as like little kids, like elementary school, middle school, I feel like the kids should be able to just like look at just a ton of different topics, a ton of different like teachers, and just choose like, you know, today I want to learn about biology. Tomorrow, guess what? I think I'm just going to choose this guy teaching about fucking ancient Roman history. And then the next day, you know what? I'm going to choose this guy who's talking about like, you know, geometry. You know, you should just be able to like, okay, that's what I want to learn about today. And just like, kind of pick and choose and learn about whatever the fuck you want. Like, I think the, like, trying to, like, put the learning in a box where it's just, like, super structured and you have to learn this by this date, I think that is, like, the worst way to learn anything. I think that's the dumbest setup that they ever could have
put
together.
Well, just the attention span in general of kids, if they're not into it, they're not going
to
learn.
Exactly. If you're interested in it, you're more likely to, like, actually get to a high level of thinking.
Yes.
Right.
Compared to you put me in a fucking algebra class when I was a kid, I'm like, I asked the teacher once again, like, what is this used for? Like, is there anything cool related with algebra? No, it's just information. You just have to learn it. I'm like, okay, I'm checked out. Bye.
Yeah, I only want cool
like,
math.
I feel like it wasn't cool math.
Dude, if you told me, okay, listen, if you fucking portrayed math to me and you were like, Brandon, this is the math of how the fucking M1 Abrams main battle tank works. This is the trajectory of the artillery shells.
I was thinking the same thing.
If you proposed it to me in a manner that I was like, shit, that's actually kind of fucking cool. I kind of want to know this. But no, everybody, every math teacher you ever have is just like, it's just fucking information. You just got to know it.
You're going to piss some teachers off.
I mean,
off.
What you guys are explaining is Montessori school, which is what I've told you I want the boys to do if we are able to do it, because I think that gives them what we said that they need to benefit from going to school while also giving them the luxury of it being student led and based off of their interests and going on their pace. And
because
they have mixed age classes, and you can say, I especially like the arts, so I want to go to, you know, English class, and I want to go to writing, and I want to go to art and music, versus like maybe Cooper wants to be more of a science math brain, and then he can choose to do that way and go the STEM route. Like, you can do it that way. And there's no such
test.
There's no standardized test. There's no such things as grades. Like, you're not getting graded on like an A, B, C, D. It's just like you either are participating and you understand the skills or you don't, but it's also based off of like, okay, you don't understand it, but the rest of the class does. That doesn't mean we're moving on without you. That means that you get to keep working at it until you get to a point where you feel confident and sufficient in what you're doing, versus like you might be a little more ahead, so you can move ahead. You're not stuck where everybody else is.
Yeah, okay. And it means, I feel like it means more learning than memorizing, because I feel like so much of school, at least for me, was just like memorizing.
Oh, you're not
stuff
learning anything
to pass.
Yeah.
Like just memorizing.
I think that's why I hate grades.
So Google AI defines Montessori school as it uses Montessori methods, an educational approach developed by Maria Montessori, that emphasizes a child-led learning and prepares environments with specifically designed materials, which includes mixed-age classes, self-directed activity, hands-on learning with concrete materials, focused on development and social and execution of functional living skills.
Yeah,
so that's what you're saying.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I think like the absence of like a grade is so valuable, because grades are bullshit. I've had classes where I got a C because I just was like, I just didn't like the teacher. I didn't like any of the shit. But then the person got an A, and I'm like reading their fucking discussion post or like their essay or something. I'm like, dude, this guy sucks. Like, I don't know how this guy's getting a good grade. Like, this guy has no idea what he's talking about. His writing sucks. And like, meanwhile, I'm like, I actually know what's going on, but I'm just not doing the work because I'm like, dude, this class sucks. And then there are people who are literally just cheating. Like, literally, that was literally rampant in high school. And I was, like, against this. That was, like, one thing that, like, I did not do. Like, I hated everybody who cheated. I tried to fight somebody who was cheating at one point. But I'm, like, dude, everybody's just passing homework around, passing test answers around. Like, everybody's just cheating. I'm like,
because
like,
you just start getting it done.
Point?
You're just getting it done to get that good grade.
That's literally all it is doing homework and memorizing tests. That's what high school is.
There's literally people at Harvard right now who are only there because they had like a little group of people and they were all just giving answers and homework to each other.
It's
like,
and people cheat on the SATs
SAT,
and stuff.
The ACT. Like,
Zach got kicked out of psych in high school, AP psych. I almost failed.
Because I wasn't smart enough.
And then he minored in it, and I majored in it. So it just shows you, like,
I also feel like the grade mentality kind of pushes that, like, workforce mentality of, like, you have to be either, like, an overachiever or you're amounting to nothing. And it gives the kids who already have that, like, perfectionist like mental state and idea of life, it makes them have just this unnecessary pressure that like they don't need to be having. Like they're so focused on the grade that they're not even focused on what truly matters and understanding that like this is not the end all be all of your life. Like nobody's going to look back when you grow up. Cause I remember like even in college, like I would think like, oh my God, if I like I need to get an A in this class or I need to do this or I need to do that. And then I'm in the adult world, I'm working, I'm doing my career. Nobody's asked me, what was your GPA? Nobody asked me, what did you get in algebra?
Right.
Like, nobody cares. That doesn't mean anything.
It's not even
anything
on, like, a resume or
anything. Like, you don't have to put your grade point average or anything into anything. So, like, the fact that grades even matter is just mind-blowing because it's literally just to get you into college. And at the end of the day, you went to a different college. You went to a different college. I went to a different college. Well, we went to the same college, but you haven't graduated your college.
I have all my credits, and I'm just like, I'm never going to go back and finish it, just because, like, all I have to do is literally just apply for graduation. And
I think Lexi's got something to share.
I'm never going to. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I'm never going to go and get the degree because I know I literally all I have to do is apply for graduation. But I'm never going to use it. I don't care. Mm. Like, I'm never going to use it. I'm never going to use it.
You just need to apply for graduation, though, because there was no reason in getting in debt if you're not going to get the stupid piece of paper.
So I.
True, Bear.
Preach.
I don't need it. I don't need it. I'll never use it.
It doesn't matter that you don't need it. The money it's stupid as shit. Was it's
we're
going to
get an ad for like Valencia College after this.
But to wrap this up, I did look this up because I saw this a while. Excuse me. I did see this a while ago. Education in the U.S., it used to be like one of the top 10 in the world. Mm. And I still think it's really good. You know, if you compare like colleges, like a lot of people, most people come from all over the world to go to U.S. colleges. But those are like elite institutions, right?
Yeah.
Just general.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Education in the United States. U.S. Students scored 504 in reading. Science, 499th in the world. This is world rankings. Mathematics, we scored 465th. That's horrible. Right?
And the worst part is they're not doing anything to change it.
We are
no, they're
the
just
richest...
pumping out new standardized tests that yeah. did we nothing
the,
different.
We are the richest country to ever exist in the history of human civilization, and we suck at education. That's because it's literally just a money business. They aren't teaching. They're making sure that at every level of education. They want people,
and then they don't even pay the teachers either.
They don't
pay the teachers
because they're fucking just cranking out money. Every student has a price that they are worth. Like if you look at it that like if there really is like this is how the
yeah
the
for the future
school,
of the country.
The school district looks at them as money making machines because they get a certain amount of money per student per
so,
school.
So my kids, because my services that we provide are medically prescribed services from their pediatrician and then from us based off of like what we think is clinically necessary. Technically, they don't have to go to school full time and have excused absences because they're receiving a medically necessary service. And I can write a letter saying that they will be absent. Like some of them will go part time to school and part time to ABA instead because that's what they need. But the schools will tell the parents like, oh, no, that's not allowed. You're not allowed to do that. And I always tell my parents, like, you have to advocate for yourself and know that that is illegal. They legally cannot tell you that you have to be there if you have the medically excused absences, but they will because they lose funding that way. So even though these kids really need these services and this is what's going to set them up for success so that hopefully by the time they're in middle or high school, they can go full time. They don't care. They will literally say like, oh, nope, sorry, you can't do that. And it's like, well, no, that's they're within their legal rights to do that. But we have to fight the schools like a lot on that because they lose funding. And so they will make it as hard as possible for the parents to allow that to happen, which is unfortunate because it's what these kids really need to be successful in their life, not just in school.
Everything's about money. Yeah. Everything.
It's so unfair.
Yeah. Long story short, I don't think that, Like, I think there's just a better way. I don't think, like, I don't really want Court and Coop to go to, like, public schools. I don't really want them to even go to college.
What's Denver's plan?
I mean, we don't, like, have one. I'm so split. I would love the Montessori school. But the one thing that I'm just, like, so big on is socialization.
Yeah.
That's, like, the one thing. Like, myself.
You're a socialist?
Myself.
I knew it. You're one of those damn Chinese communists.
I don't think, like, I wouldn't want to put the pressure on myself to be, like, her sole teacher.
Yeah.
Like, to fully homeschool. Like, I could do stuff on the side, like, here and there. But, like, to be that, like, I'm
I feel like it puts a strain on your relationship to wear too many hats, too.
Yeah, it's just, like, a lot.
Yeah, no one talks about that, right?
Right. So then I'm like, I would want her to go somewhere else where, like, someone who, I guess, is qualified to teach her that. But, like, where does she go? Where does she then socialize? Because, like, I loved socializing with people, like, all throughout all ages. So I'm just, like, where – that's my divide. It's, like, yeah, what about you?
Yeah, it's a conversation we haven't really had.
Yeah. I
wouldn't
want
to teach her.
Well, let's flip it on its head. Let's flip this on its head. Let's say that, like, 50% of kids in the future aren't going to a standard public school, but they're doing some sort of, like, homeschooling, you know, dual enrollment hybrid situation.
Which I think will happen.
Well, all these kids all of a sudden have all this extra time. Theoretically, that's more time that they could socialize, and they could hang out with each other. They could go actually do something rather than, like, just fucking dicking around in class, like, you know, only talking in the middle of, you know, 5 minutes you have in between classes. You know, like, you could actually, you know, spend time with people and, like, build meaningful relationships rather than, like, the weird, clicky, you know, sort of fucking almost cult-like shit you have in high school where you have, like, you know, the fucking popular kids, you have the athletes, you have, like, the, you know, the nerds, like, you know, you have, like, these weird, like, little labels groups. And shit. Groups in high school, yeah, that are, like, hard to, like, co-mingle. Like, it happens in every school all the time for all of time, whether
I think they'll have more of, you know, if I think what you're saying is true. I think the United States in general is going to go towards that path. And I think there'll be a lot more options for socializing groups. You know, I think there'll be...
Well, like in nature school. That's
Schools. There'll be more camps. There'll be more stuff designated.
School, guys? I got to ask you. I've never heard of this shit in my life. Nature school? What the fuck is that?
It's literally just what it sounds like.
You're just walking around outside?
It's better. It's so, like, I was saying this to Zach the other day, like, how, say you want to put her in it during summer, but it's so fucking hot here.
Yeah, I was about to say, outside. That's what nature school in Florida.
So, like, people, a lot of them out, like, obviously I would need to look into it, but people, a lot of them, like, out west, they'll just literally play outside all day, go on little hikes, go to the river, go to the trails, and they'll do it as, like, it's like a summer
camp. And they learn
as
they
go,
and they learn about the nature and what's really going on.
And they do,
the
like, the little craft activities with, like, nature, using, like, nature stuff.
Sounds like the Boy Scouts, guys.
I will say.
Yeah, it does kind of sound like that.
All the school ideas that we're talking about, they all are, like, I feel like the most ideal situation. But, unfortunately, it's, like, the privileged way of things, too. Mm. And not all kids are going to have that availability and that luxury because their parents aren't around. Their parents have to work full-time. And school is the only way that these kids are getting structure or support or a hot meal or air conditioning clothing and bathrooms and stuff. So, I mean, ultimately, I would like our kids to be able to go to these schools, but I don't know that that'll be the reality for everybody because of the support that we're given by our government.
I say I want more of like a open learning experience for the kids, but then you look at all the countries that have like the best, like, you know, basically the most educated, like, the, you know, the highest scores, and I don't really think you should go off of that, but, you know, you look at like Japan, South Korea, you know, all these like Asian countries that have like the highest scores in reading, writing, math, science, and all this shit. And it's because they have, like, hyper-strict, extremely brutal schooling.
There's
got to
be a balance between quality of life, and they can have that. They
but
can
I
have
think
that.
That, again, our school systems and the way that they have things structured is trying to set kids up for the workforce that is in America. Yeah. And in America, we do not take into account, like, quality of life. You are not... I was just seeing something that New Zealand is like the number one country for work-life balance. And they said because work is supposed to just enhance your quality of life, not be the purpose of your life. And whereas here we are like, I think, bottom two in the world of work-life balance, with Nigeria being the last one. And it's because we're told essentially like you were to live to work. That is the purpose of your life.
And the retirement age is what now? Like...
Like 70.
So you literally just work till you die. And
the
like,
good news is I think we're gonna have a lot better quality of life when all these older people kind of
pass on.
Maybe
I wasn't gonna say it.
Maybe.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I was just talking to somebody the other day, and their parents are like 65, 66, and they're still working, like because they're just like they're worried about their retirement. And this kind of goes back to like the financial aspect, because he was just telling me like his parents don't really have a strong you know, grasp of like finances and, you know, investing and stuff like that. And they just inherited a bunch of money. His parents did. And you know, there's, I've just like, it's sad because like you have people who are working up until literally the end of their life and they never get to enjoy retirement. They never really get to retire. You know, you're retiring at an age where it's like, you know, how long do you have left? You know, right. Do you have 10 years? Do you have 15 years? Do you have 20 years? You know?
And I think we also used to live in a time where you can still, you know, leisure and do fun things without a ton of money. But now in today's day and age, yeah. I mean, you really can't have money.
You really can't do much live. If you don't have money. Yeah, it is problematic.
There's like no saving. Me and Zach always say that like before COVID, we could save. We could put like little bits of money here and there. Now it's like it's so hard for us to save.
Yeah.
You literally, yeah, I mean, we don't, like I said, we have an IRA, a Roth IRA. We have a standard investment account. We put a little bit of money away into those every month. It's enough to where, you know, assuming standard markets and stuff, that our retirement account's going to be like a little over $2 million if we retire at 65. And once again, that's just like,
I think, wishful thinking.
Well, no, like it's a calculation. It's a fucking algorithm, right? You put, you know how much you have to put away. You look at the past market performance. And if you start putting away money at X age, you put away this much per month with this compounding interest, this is what it should be at when you're 65. So it's relatively safe. You know, obviously there's like a margin of error. You know, maybe it's not going to be $2 million. It's going to be $1 million, or it's going to be maybe $2.5 million. Who knows? Right. But like, we don't put away that much. And I think the biggest thing with saving, with investment, it doesn't really matter how much you put away. It's just how long you've been doing it. Because the biggest thing is the compounding interest.
Yeah.
If you put away just $10 when you're 18 years old, just $10 a month when you're 18 years old, and you just put it away into an investment account and you invest it in the stock market, you just let it sit there. You don't touch it. You don't fucking play around with it and pull it out and put it back in, pull it out, put it back in. You just let it sit for 50 years, 60 years. That $10 you put away when you were 18 is going to be worth thousands of dollars now, you know, right? Compared to if you start doing it in your 30s or in your 40s, to catch up to that guy who's been saving since he was 18, just a couple of bucks a month, you're gonna have to put away like $1,500 a month to catch up, right? You know, so the biggest thing with investing is time, you know, because if your $10, you know, is all of a sudden next year it's $20, and you know, you gain 5% every year. Well, now you're gaining 5% on 20, you're gaining 5% on, you know, 25, you're gaining 5% on 100.
And you said when you start when you're 18, right? And that's also something they didn't teach us in school.
You should.
Yeah,
because
we did not start when we were
18. No, we didn't start when we were 18.
We started recently.
Yeah, we started, but it's better to start even like at this age, right? 26, 27, that's still like a better age than most to start doing this, because you still have a lot of time for that money to.
So many people are paycheck to paycheck right now that I think they
don't even think about it. I know.
Well, I was going to say too, it's so hard to decide what to put your money towards, especially with kids or without kids. I mean, like, you want to say that you're supposed to save for retirement, but then also you want to make sure that, you know, you have the ability to potentially buy a home one day, but then rent prices, grocery prices, gas prices, everything's getting more expensive. So then you're running out of money. And then if you have kids, you have college funds that you have to start thinking about and setting them up for their
future. We're giving everyone high blood pressure. Right. All the listeners.
But I do want to say that I feel like I've seen recently multiple like TikToks and videos of people saying it, and they're like, what is everyone doing? Like, because I'm getting into credit card debt. Is everybody getting into credit card debt? And it made me feel better because we are getting into credit card debt. Like, and I think that is the reality of a lot of people right now, especially in the younger generation like us, who we're kind of just handed a shit deal of an economy.
We say that.
And
historically, yeah. Not just like, a shit deal, no, like the like worst ever.
The worst ever. Like, we have the worst minimum wage compared to what everything costs, and we can't keep up. And so we're going into debt, but, you know, so is everybody else. Yeah. And
we just got to keep fighting and moving forward, and then just wait for them to pass.
And know eventually that, I don't know, file for fucking bankruptcy. Like, if the state's law, or
again,
if the
don't take
law,
any of our advice. If you file for bankruptcy and it bites you in the ass, we are not responsible.
But like, if the country's allowed to be in trillions of dollars of debt, why can't we be in a few grand of debt? Who?
Yeah, we like, really need that aspect.
Like, though. What?
Yeah, debt. I think debt's the funniest thing. Like, it's like
also wait, just like
it's like who the hell's yeah? Who's loaded all this yeah. money out, dude? Like, you guys are not making yeah, like, good.
Who is
investments.
The country? Who is our country in debt to? Like, who?
Right.
Everyone. Who
are we in
debt?
Everyone. Yeah. Everyone.
But then, if everybody else is in debt, then who is everybody else in debt to? It doesn't make sense. Money is a hypothetical construct.
Money
let's
isn't
not,
real. That's what I always say. Money isn't real, guys.
Don't let it stress you out.
They can't take real. Your stuff, though.
And don't take don't my advice, but every time we see something, we're like close to like, oh, should we do this trip? Should we do this? And we're like, fuck the money. Fuck the money. And I'm like, fuck the money. Like, yeah, life is so short. We could literally die tomorrow.
You could literally
fuck the money.
Asterisk
the
again. Money. If you make a bad financial decision, not on us.
Money okay, comes, but, money goes. Yeah. You're not always promised tomorrow. Your kids right. aren't always going to be young and wanting to be around.
You guys are the ones giving the bad financial advice. I'm saying start putting away a little bit of money now.
And I didn't give any advice. I'm saying completely
I'm
neutral.
Saying that live your life and do what you want to do because at the end
Don't
of the
do
day.
Literally just put away $50 a month into a Roth IRA, and by the time you're 65, you will thank yourself. You'll have something at the least.
This is something I will say. I agree that we were screwed. I agree that everything's a scam to an extent. Everything's about money. But we are no matter what you think about the country, we are fortunate enough to have the freedom to really do what we want. Yeah. And there are a lot of ways to make money. So there's a fine line between getting screwed and just sitting down and whining about it versus like you can do things. And I think we all, do this.
Well, yeah,
we provide
say,
for our family.
This is coming from people who we do work hard yeah. to yeah. do.
We're work, yeah. And we're fortunate
people. We
work hard
people. To do the things that we want to do.
We
right.
still don't really have money.
Yeah.
but there's, we're not just looking for a handout. Yeah. Like we will all work and, put in extra time towards things. And if, I was really that bad to where like, I had an emergency, like I have family that will support me. So I'm very fortunate in that. So I can't, speak too much on this because there's people that don't have that. And there's people that, are really put in the worst situation and they do as much as they can, but there's always more they can do. In my opinion, I think that everyone can be put in a situation where they can better their lives, even though it is a lot harder. And I agree. We were screwed. There are opportunities out there for everyone.
Dude, I'm still waiting. Like, I know it's going to happen at some point, dude. I'm going to come up with some business idea, dude. I'm going to be
so million-dollar ideas,
dude. I'm going to be so rich, and you guys are going to all hate me.
You guys have a great idea that you guys are talking about.
Yeah, you guys are all going to hate me because I'm going to have fuck you money at some point. I'm going to have fuck you money. I'm going to be like, fuck you and fuck you. And maybe I might be. No, I'm just kidding.
You know about it, right?
Whose idea is it? You two?
No, don't spread our ideas.
No, don't. We're not going to tell you on it.
Y'all ought to have it.
We'll talk about it after the
podcast. Wait, how long has this been? Because I want to tell one story. How long?
Tell your story. Just tell your story.
Yeah, like how long do you? But well, how long?
It's not
is
that
it?
Long.
Just give me a guess. Like,
it's been like 30 minutes.
No, what?
Yeah. Just tell your story, Sierra.
But I want to divide it. Like I'm saying,
we can do
should
that
we
in
divide
part two.
It? Like make this a part two, real quick.
Nah.
No.
You don't think so?
People like long podcasts.
Okay.
I can't stand when I listen to a 30-minute podcast. I'm like, God damn it, dude! Like, why'd I even put that on?
Really?
Yeah, I hate that shit.
I feel like that's a divided thing. Like, some people love short, some people hate the fucking
I would say
long.
I like long, because you can divide it however you want.
Yeah, you can true. Pause it.
Okay. You can just pick it up later. It's not like you're, like,
that's
strapped
true.
To a chair. Yeah. And like,
that's true,
fuck,
that's true.
I can't finish. I don't have the time to finish.
Lexi's giving me, like, Tim Robinson right now. Yeah. She said that. Do you guys watch that? Zach loves that shit.
Okay, this is something about me, is I get mad at people when they don't watch Tim Robinson. Like, I'm angry at you. Like, you and Sam made a face at me during the podcast when I quoted Tim Robinson, and I'm like,
I don't even know who that is.
You need to show him. Wait, not, he doesn't, they don't know that face.
Sure about that?
Just
no
wait.
Idea.
Show them after, but I want to tell this
story. You guys
story.
Will like it.
We almost, so when was this? Like a month, this is probably a month ago now. We almost bought a house near Mike Busey. Is that how you say it? Busey? Do you remember him?
The sausage castle.
We almost fucking got a house right next to him. And thank God for Zach. We were going to see it the next morning. And for some reason, he decided to look on Google Maps at something.
Google Earth.
Google Earth. And he saw, like, you followed the fence line, right?
Saw the fence.
He saw the fence.
Sausage and it fucking, castle.
He zoomed up. Sausage castle.
And this it wasn't a house yet. It was a property. We were going to build a house on it. Yeah.
Can you explain who this is? Because I didn't know who this was until you guys said it.
He's the biggest partier in the United States of America. He's literally, his sole job is throwing parties. That's
he was
all he
really
does.
Big when we were in high school. And like, his, that's when he was like, relevant, I feel like.
Look up his house, the Sausage Castle, in Astatula, Florida. It is 80 acres. He has, like, a football field, a track, a mansion, a water park. Like, he's, like, that rich, and this is all from throwing parties. And, I mean, he's had, like, Waka Flocka would go over to the house. Like, Smashing Pumpkins lead singer Billy Corgan was there, like, a couple weeks ago or whatever. Like, Post Malone, Miley Cyrus.
Just with, like, Post Malone,
they're in Astatula, Florida, hanging out at this house, and we almost were right next to it. Sounds kind of sick. But his last house was burned down from a self-started fire in St. Cloud, Florida. And I'm, if Mike, if you're listening, I'm not a hater. I support what you do. I just personally wouldn't prefer to be your neighbor. I think we're at a higher risk of forest fires near his house. I think there's a lot of noise complaints, which there is. And I think it's actually quite dangerous. I think it's not the safest place.
We think that the people were selling the property because, like, they weren't there that long. So we're They definitely didn't know who this was.
He has 80 acres of land, which is a lot of land, but people are still having noise complaints. And the house in front of him is selling and the house behind him, and I don't think that's a coincidence. So
they just don't know who he is.
This is the funny part, though, is Sierra was saying it's good I checked on Google Earth, because when I actually went to go look at it, the property, just to see what we were missing out, because it was perfect. It was too good to be true. I knew there was something. And they put something over his fence, and I guarantee you the realtor, like, either asked him or honestly might be
well because
just
we
did it.
Said something and then
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay, no insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The person
all
that was going to show us
his
the house
fence
told,
was covered.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were trying to hide that shit because it's definitely selling because of because of that.
It was way too good of a deal. I'm talking like $200,000 undervalue.
Fucking Boosie just needs to buy the extra land, dude. Like just until he's not bothering anybody, you know.
I mean he honestly could probably just buy the whole city at that point.
Yeah, just it's Astatula. There's not a whole lot of value out there other than just land. Just like space.
But his house is sick. I said it actually sucks that like there would probably be noise complaints and a bunch of crate. I think if we didn't have Denver, I feel like I would be like somewhat okay with it. Like, all right, like noise, like.
Yeah, I mean, I better
you
be
got the invites.
Invite.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was. Well, it's also a sex party.
Yes,
like,
it's constant sex party there. His house you can look it up on Google. And like when Zach told me that, I looked it up and it was like probably that's 11 o'clock at night and it was like open, like you can just show up there. It just said open. I can't remember.
We got to scan a QR code and get approved. Women can get in, but men, we would have me and Barrett have to get approved. I think you have to send a photo of yourself.
Yeah, right. I'll just be like, I'm really cool. A lot of people like me.
Maybe if you had better style and luscious hair, you would be invited.
Well,
I do think we should apply though, just for shits and giggles, see if we get in.
Yeah, see if we get in. Like, yeah, I wonder if just everybody gets in. It's like it's just fun.
Well, there's campgrounds there too.
Damn, dude.
What else
like
is
an
there?
Alligator
Remember
park.
We looked it up. What else? There's like a fuck ton. What else?
There's like a he has a whole warehouse of
you guys should look up pictures.
It's honestly the coolest thing ever. It really is the coolest house ever.
When we were in high school, like you heard about the Sausage Castle a lot.
Like, he was good friends with Stitches, the rapper.
Yeah, a lot of people like you always saw like fucking like Snapchats and shit from the Sausage Castle when we were in.
And he's just like banging chicks, and
it's just like it's just.
I mean,
he lives
an awesome life. I'm not talking bad on Mike.
I don't know how people survive though when they're partying like that. Yeah. Like, I have one night of drinking, and I'm like, I'm never drinking again. I feel terrible.
And that's just his whole life.
That's his whole life. I don't know how he lives. I don't know how he survives.
It would be exhausting.
My body can handle, like, one, maybe two really good nights a month.
Do you think there's a chance we could get him on the podcast? He's maybe. A local guy.
He's a local guy.
Doesn't have any kids.
Wait, that would be crazy.
That I know.
It's a little warm in here. He might get pissed off because he is a big man.
Dude, I'm just picturing him here would be so funny.
Between Sierra and I.
Dude, he was on Tiger King.
Was he?
He was on Tiger King?
Season 2, episode 1.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Was he buying a tiger?
No, he was actually supporting the protagonist.
Carol Baskin?
No, not Carol, the guy that put him away. What's his name? Joe? No.
That was him.
Were they both Joe, though?
Joe. What the fuck was it?
Yeah,
it
they were Joe. Both Joe.
Yeah, it's not Joe Exotic, the other Joe. He supports that guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Questionable.
All right, let's wrap this fucker up, guys. Wait. It's been over an hour.
How long has it been?
Hour, 8 minutes.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, no, it's only been an hour.
Sierra went from it's too long to we have to make this longer.
I wanted to say what we're doing real quick. We're going on a road trip, and it's like about 3 weeks, and we're going to do a podcast about on the road trip. Bear and Lexi will call us at some point so we can like debrief, talk about how it's going. Because we did that with Vermont, right?
Yes.
And with that, we told just how it was going and everything like that. And now we'll do it. It's just Denver was like 10 months then. So now she's almost 2. Mm-hmm. So I think this time will be harder.
Oh, yeah. We just went on a trip and it was exponentially harder.
Yeah. Like, because they're just so mobile. Yes.
I was talking about in the last one, I was just telling everybody, like, just don't go anywhere. Just stay home. Just stay home. Just don't do it. Travel with a toddler.
Do you have any tips? Do you have any tips for your...
I think having one will definitely be easier.
Okay.
Yeah, one will probably be easier.
A car and stuff and staying in an Airbnb. I mean, we just didn't set ourselves up for success.
Being in a hotel was horrible.
Hotel was really hard. Horrible
so you wouldn't do a hotel again?
We would not do a hotel. Hotel was a terrible idea.
We're never staying in a hotel until with our kids, we are not staying in a hotel until they are at least, like, 6-plus years old.
Yeah, because dealing with... First of all, like, once they went to sleep, you're like, well, fuck. Like, you have to stay in the room with them. And then, like, they're going to sleep at 8:30, and so they're just like, am I going to sleep at 8:30? Because you're in a hotel. Like, there's nowhere to go. Like, you don't have, like, a house where you can go to another room and just... No, you have one room, they're sleeping, and you have to stay there. So, like, Lexi would go to sleep with them, and then I'm, like, stuck outside. Like, I can either sit inside the hotel room in the dark, or, like, I'm just, like, fucking... just going random places in Ottawa, Illinois. I'm just, like, going out... I had nothing to do. It was so boring because I'm a night owl. I don't go to sleep until 3-4 in the morning every single night.
That's impressive because you dad all day.
Yeah, no, my sleep is not good. Not good. I'm going to die in my 50s. If something doesn't change, I will be dead early because I'm always tired. I'm always very tired and I don't get good sleep.
Wait, wasn't that a Stitches song?
I'm always tired. I am, dude. Stop.
I don't get tired.
That's Kevin
I mean tonight.
Gates. Kevin Gates.
Very different people.
Tonight I'm gonna be up until 7:30 in the morning because I have
7:30.
Yeah, because I have to record like 8 hours of audio for this like fucking voice acting project.
Wait, I didn't know you're back into that.
Yeah, I just got a bunch of jobs.
Wait, what are you doing tomorrow?
Tonight, I have a job right now where I have to record 40 hours total of voice acting. They sent me a bunch of scripts.
40 hours.
Yeah, and it's kind of a nightmare because, like, I'm pretty good at it, like, early in the day, like, because, you know, they send me scripts, you just read the scripts, you act it out, you know, kind of acting like, you know, you're the fucking person in the script. But then as I get tired, like, what I see and what comes out of my mouth stops working. Like, I'm all of a sudden, I don't know how to speak, like, when I'm tired. And so I was up until 5 in the morning last night doing this.
Oh, my
God. And, you know, at a certain point, you just have to stop because, like, I'm... Like, I can read perfectly fine, but then my mouth, like, it's not connecting. And I have to do 40 hours total by, like, sometime next week. So I have, like, a shit ton to do tonight. I finished one up where he wanted, like, 2 hours of audio, of voice acting. I don't know. They just kind of come in batches sometimes where, like, you just get these jobs.
Anyways, unrelated to what we were talking about. You guys are going on a road trip.
It was related. It was related, kind of.
No, it wasn't.
No, there was a connection there.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, we're going on the road trip, and
pause this podcast and turn it off.
Did you pause it?
No, I didn't. I said I'm going to do that because you guys are being mean to me. There was a connection. There was. We were talking about the damn trip.
Whatever you say, pal.
Because I stay up until 4 in the morning every night.
That's impressive. And my sleep is not good. If I were to do that and then watch Denver all day, I'd be like literally just like, I don't know what I'd do. Like, I'd fucking just be dead.
What I'm saying is you guys be prepared to not get any sleep on this trip.
Well,
like, you guys are going to stay at Airbnb. Better move.
I told Zach that too. I'm like, we're gone for almost 3 weeks. Like, she's definitely going to have an off time, an off day where something's not aligning and she's overtired. She's hungry a little bit early. Like, we're just going to, there's going to be battles fought and we're just going to have to roll with the punches, because he was talking about, he's like, should I try to work? Because he has accumulated this time off, but he's like, should I try to work on the trip? And I'm like, I mean, yeah, you could, but think about it. Like, say you had a plan to work, and then she's having an off day, and then she goes to bed, and you're like, fuck, I'm so tired because that was just a long travel day. Like, how are you going to work?
Mm. I was working on our trip. That was a nightmare. It's impossible.
You were? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
that's impressive.
It was super stressful. The whole trip was super stressful. I think it'll definitely be better for you guys because you have a car and an Airbnb, and you only have one.
In February, we'll have two.
Stop, dude. That's what. Yeah, I'm confused.
Tomorrow, we find out the gender of our baby.
Shut up.
I've been waiting this whole podcast to tell you, but you just kept going
you
on
said
your
you
stuff.
Swear?
I swear. We just started telling people last week. Guess how far along I am. How long we've hid it from everyone.
I'm actually really mad that this was the reveal. I'm pretty mad that this was the reveal, actually. Like, I'm genuinely upset.
I'm mad at you guys, too.
My mom just found out last week. But guess how far along I am? It's going to shock you guys, too.
Sierra, I literally just had a conversation with you. I'm so mad at you right now.
I know. I didn't. When you asked me that, I'm like, fuck.
I didn't think you were getting in trouble.
I was like, fuck.
I was expecting Bear to come hug me instead of getting
Lexi asked me, what was
talking.
That last weekend?
You guys introduced it as a joke. You guys introduced it as a joke.
I'm so mad at you guys right now.
And Lexi asked me,
how far along are you? Because Kayla thought that you were pregnant when they were here. And
What was her thought?
Because of the way you were like grabbing your back. And she's like, that's how I would stand when I was pregnant. Is she pregnant? And I was like,
were you pregnant?
No. But then I was like,
definitely.
I don't know, Kayla.
Guess how far along I am. Just guess.
Well, you find out the gender tomorrow. So 3 months.
Guess. No, how many weeks?
12.
Guess.
Oh, 13 weeks.
16.
Wow, that's close.
It's not great. I'm almost halfway.
I'm actually getting scared of Lexi. I'm going to go ahead and check out.
That's unbelievable. I can't believe you guys kept this.
Look, I don't really have a bump. That's why it's easy.
Not at
like
all.
To hide. No.
No bump.
No bump.
You also always wear the big t-shirt, so it's like,
exactly.
How the fuck is anyone going to tell?
Exactly.
So if it makes you feel any better, we have
every single day.
I haven't told anyone, but immediate family. So if that makes you feel any
he hasn't
better.
Even told his grandma yet.
I mean,
like,
it's only
gone to siblings and parents.
It makes me feel really excluded and like not a premium friend.
Especially because with Denver, we knew.
Grandma level, brother.
You're on grandma level.
Well, no,
Denver,
because I didn't
we
know.
We knew before this. I'm offended.
No, I'm saying this. It hurts me because like I didn't know before like everybody else now. Because now everybody else knows and I knew at the same time.
No.
Are we live?
Oh,
don't tell me we're live.
Am I cutting this out?
No, you're not cutting it out, but you said everyone knows now. Are we live?
Shit.
Now everyone knows. It's our announcement.
It's been live streaming.
You didn't even tell family. Jeez.
Well, when's this going to come out? Like next week?
No.
Probably the day of the birth.
This, what?
No, it's, so we.
When am I releasing this podcast?
In 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks?
Yeah, so we're going to have to do, that's why I was like, can we split this podcast?
Let's split it.
Because we're going to have to do, we're finding out, we weren't going to find out the gender until on the road trip. And then we're doing like a Super 8 video with one of my friends in New Smyrna tomorrow. And we're just like, oh, should we just, cause I get the gender paper tomorrow. So I was like, oh, do we just find out? So
fucking finally, God damn it, dude.
But what do you think it is?
God damn it.
What,
I am so happy. Fucking finally.
That is what I expected. Thank
fucking
you. Lexi,
finally.
Your turn.
God, dude.
Everyone's been asking, when's baby
Lexi's
number two?
Still not being happy. She's still mad.
I was getting worried about you. I was going to start. I'm like, dude, whip it out. Let me take a look at that. I'm
literally in shock because Kayla called it, and Kayla calls every pregnancy.
When was that? When she was here?
Asher's birthday.
When? Oh, July. So that was what?
Yeah, you're pregnant.
I had a really rough
We found out when we were in New York City.
But the second
I've been fine. So you said, I think I'm pregnant. I said, I don't think you're pregnant.
Wait, you said you found out when?
When we were in New York. That was in your birth.
Were you trying?
Yeah. Well.
Half.
Like not like,
much effort.
Not as much as we tried. It was one of
those.
Denver,
it was one of those. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, like okay, if we get pregnant, we're happy, but we're not like stressing about it. Does that make sense?
Yes, because we knew we wanted kids close in age, but we were like content.
So what'll be the age gap?
We haven't talked about that yet.
I don't know.
Good question.
A little over 2 years.
2.5.
December.
Not quite 2.5.
December's November, so one.
This baby will be born on the Super Bowl. Just a little over 2. That's my prediction. That'd be sick,
27
right?
Months.
Yeah. Yeah. Denver, every time you ask her, she's only, you say, is it a boy or girl? Girl. You want brother or sister? Sister. Sister.
She says, like, sissy.
It's like sissy sister. We find out tomorrow, so what do you want to know?
What's your heartbeat?
I don't know. It really hasn't hit me that I'm pregnant. Like,
yeah, Sierra hasn't really been involved in this pregnancy. She keeps forgetting she's pregnant.
I do. We don't, because the first trimester was awful, but the second, you're hit 12 weeks, I've been, like, fine since 10 weeks.
And like, I feel like sometimes 16. I have to remind her, like, you are pregnant.
All the time
Sierra,
I'm pregnant.
Stop drinking. You're pregnant.
I forget
hard
all
drugs,
the time.
Gotta go.
Like, I feel some days when I'm, like, say, you know, it's just been a harder day. Like, I'm just a little bit more tired. I'm like, oh, I'm pregnant. That's why.
I think
like,
we keep pregnant. This in, post it this week, and see how many people listen on 1 hour.
That's what I'm saying.
In.
Nobody's going to make it this far. There's going to be, like, two people that
so
make it
this far.
So those
are, like, the very loyal fans get this early access
so
to our lives.
So many people message me when I've been pregnant, and they've sent me, like, a thing, and they're like, oh, I thought you were pregnant. Like, are you pregnant? Are you pregnant? Like, oh, did you guys start a new season because you're pregnant? And I'm like, no.
But we did, I guess. I saw you guys do the, like, new season thing, and I was like, huh, I thought we were only doing that.
When there was a new kid.
Someone messaged me and said that, and I was like, they were like, oh, are you doing a new
season
because someone's pregnant? Oh, my gosh. We got, when
I was. Season 6, and we did the whole graphic for 5.
Yes.
Wait, how are we in 6? There's only 3 kids.
We've been jumping around. I don't know.
I think that was a new rule.
We just make up.
We just implemented that rule randomly.
When I was filling out the RSS stuff last night, I looked at the thing and I couldn't find the other one because I copy and paste like the TikTok information and I couldn't find it. And I'm like, what? Season 5? Like we already had season 5? I'm like, holy shit, we're in season 6. So Zach made the graphic wrong. I put it in wrong.
I think we need to just cross out the 5 and put a 6 would be hilarious. Like keep the same graphic, cross it out.
Because you need to make one for Sam's. No. Oh. I thought it was going to be twins. It's not. It's just
all right. So do you think it's a boy or a girl? Then we'll wrap this thing up.
I'm sensing girl.
I'm going to just say girl.
I think boy.
I think girl.
To be fair, I've been wrong every single baby prediction. So it's probably a boy. Yeah. Congratulations, guys.
Well, I am happy for you guys. Slightly offended still, but I am happy for you guys.
It's crazy. No, but it's crazy because, like, I was 15 weeks last week and we just started telling family. And I'm like, that's crazy. People must be so offended that we are just, like, our family, that we are just now telling them.
I'm kind of happy that I bullied Zach at the beginning of this podcast.
Because yeah. You guys are the first friends crazy. To know. And, yeah.
God, finally. Yeah. Finally, dude. What the fuck?
You'll know the gender tomorrow.
We can't tell other friends that because now this is recorded proof.
Oh, my gosh.
Proof.
Sorry. Yeah,
that's
no one
so
knows.
Awkward.
Yeah. No,
also,
the first
let me just
were
have a
you
disclaimer.
Gonna tell other friends that they were the first to know?
Yeah, I'll tell everyone that.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Regardless, this entire podcast, I was trying to get that in, and it was just a battle of squeezing in with Bear and also not pissing her off because I know she wanted to do it a certain way. So that was very difficult for me. If you look back on the podcast, I'm freaking out the whole time just trying to get in. And like, I just wanted Bear to say something about having one kid. And then I was going to say, we're going to have two. And I was just waiting for it. And finally did it.
I was going to bully you about that. This like I had like a moment where like I wanted to, I don't remember what it was, but I had a moment where I wanted to be like, dude, like, when the fuck are you going to have another kid? Like, look at this chaos. Look at this fucking scene right now, dude. I need you to add to the chaos. Like, what's going on? And it didn't happen because we were drafting. Yeah, there were more
I've
important
done it.
Things.
I
yeah,
did it.
So no one else knows and no one's going
to
know
welcome to the club.
Until like 3 weeks.
Lexi's already texting people. Welcome the information.
No one's going to know until like 3 weeks.
All right, you guys ready?
Because everybody.
The video takes forever.
Welcome to the Two Baby Club. You've entered into a superior level of testicular power.
We're a little bit behind, you guys.
Yeah, a little behind, but yeah.
We can all still do nature school together.
there's no tiers. There's no Brandon was first, so he's better than me because I was second. No
one said that, right?
We're all in this together with two, and then once you have three, you're better. I'm better than everybody who has two.
What if we beat you to three?
It won't happen.
How'd you guys feel about being rage baited the first half of this podcast?
Didn't love it. Didn't feel great.
I
was getting the reactions I wanted.
Yeah. Bear, you're going to get some good clips out of that. Yeah, your face is funny.
I was genuinely confused because I knew that that's what she was trying to do. And I was
I succeeded. I wasn't trying.
I was like, this isn't Lexi. Like, this is like some this is some shit that I do when I'm like playing video games at 3 a.m. and some fucking little nerd kid is like trying to bitch. I'm just like just rage baiting him. I'm just like, oh yeah, dude. Like your mom's at my house right now. Like
Wait, you do that every night?
I mean, not every night, but it's a classic video game tactic where like you literally just you just say stupid shit to people. You're just like, yeah, dude, you fucking suck, dude.
Wait, really? I haven't seen my mom in years. Like, yeah, is she really there?
Like, yeah, dude, I got your mom on speed dial, dude. Don't make me call her.
My God, please give me your number.
Yeah, no, people online, they get so, like, when you're playing video games, dude, everybody wants to, like, argue, and so you just kind of, like, add fuel to that. That's the most fun part. But congratulations, guys. Yes, it's about fucking time.
Thanks.
About fucking time.
I hope your phone's recording.
Yeah, that would suck.
That would suck if it wasn't. It's definitely recording, but...
We gotta go. I feel bad.
Yeah,
Rebecca.
Get the fuck out of here, you fucking motherfuckers. Pretty sure my sister's down there now. You sons of fucking bitches.
All right, so we got another
you motherfuckers. You sons of
That's
bitches.
Good. I
can't
ascending.
Fucking believe that you held that from me for so fucking long.
16 weeks. I think I'm 16. I don't even.
We had
know.
To wait for the name it's for like Denver. So we had to wait really, for the 15 really weeks is. For the fucking announcement. Real kick in the dick, guys.
Kick in the dick.
Oh,
I like
hurts.
That. Kick in the dick.
My dick hurts, and that wasn't nice of you guys, but congratulations.
Thanks, but wait, press one of your funny buttons, stand it. Get a good one in.
Nope, sorry, that's not that one. I want.
You're an idiot.
Nope, not that one either. Hold on. That's the one I wanted.
What is that? Who is that? Wait, Bear, who is that again?
It's from South Park.
Wait, oh, South Park.
I'll probably have to edit that out. Hold on.
You're such a bad liar. Look
yeah, I was about
you.
To say, shut the fuck up.
Wait, is it still recording?
All right.
Is
bye
it
bye.
Actually?
Yeah. Oh. Oh, shit.